This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. As Ryan, we start a series on ketosis, an important economic consideration of the dairy industry. But let's first start off with what it is and how cows get it.
Sure. Ketosis is essentially caused by a negative energy balance and commonly experienced with cows early in lactation, typically in the first 30 days of lactation. And it generally is related to that their caloric intake is not matched by their caloric output and production of milk. And so they're in this negative energy balance. They mobilize fat, and that creates a ketotic state for the animal, and that is generally not good for their health. They can have things where it reduces their appetite, reduces their dry matter intake. Ketosis and DAs can be related, that cows with strong ketosis may be more likely to get a DA, and typically other concurrent diseases like metritis, mastitis, pneumonia, stuff like that.
What's the best way to diagnose or monitor or test this?
Well, I think the first thing to recognize is that every dairy farm has ketosis on their farm. A study done by the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that 40 to 45% of all dairy cows will at some point in their lactation be ketotic. So we know that the risk period for ketosis is within typically the first 7 to 30 days of milk. And knowing that it happens on every farm, really what we need to do is we need to monitor it and catch those cows that have it. Because some cows that have ketosis can be subclinical, which by definition means they have ketosis, but they don't show outward signs of being visibly sick, yet they'll still have reduced milk production. And that's why we need to catch these cows. Even though on the outside they don't look sick, they are having a negative economic effect with lost milk production. So there's a lot of different ways that we can test fresh cows for ketosis. And some ways are really accurate, some ways are not. Those options have really improved over the years as well. So probably one of the oldest methods out there is the old KetoCheck powder. It comes in a little glass vial. You spill some powder on your hand, and you can squirt milk or some urine on there, and it'll turn purple if the cow has ketosis. And the stronger the reaction of the purple color, the more severe the ketosis. And I always tell people, if you have a bottle of that KetoCheck powder, take it and throw it in the garbage can. It's a terrible product, and it actually only has about a 33% accuracy, meaning that if you test 10 cows and all 10 cows have ketosis, it will only register one-third of those cows as positive, and the other ones will be missed. And so when we're using a test, we want to believe that if the animal shows positive, that they actually have ketosis, and if they show negative, that they actually don't. And when a test like that KetoCheck powder with the milk sample that you squirt the milk on, I don't consider that to be a reliable test. So sometimes I see people using that, and they feel very comfortable that they have a very low ketosis rate. And what makes me concerned about that, the test is just not finding the ketotic cows. The next test out there is the ketosis urine strip. It's made by Bayer. It comes in like a bottle with a yellow label on it. And those are actually quite accurate. They require urine as a test, and they're 80% accurate. Great test, pretty cheap. They're only about 35 cents per strip to test a cow, and they'll catch 80% of cows that have ketosis. And if they're negative, you can pretty well believe that they're negative. And if they're positive, you can believe that they have ketosis. But the urine can be sometimes a little hard to get from cows. So there's another test on the market called Keto Test. They use milk strips that you squirt the milk on, and they're much more accurate. They're about 84% accurate. A little more expensive. They're about $2 to $2.50 a strip. And then there's a newer option that's been out for maybe 10 years or so now, and that's a blood meter. You take blood from the vein in the tailhead, and that's extremely accurate. That's 94%. And if a cow is above 1.2 on the meter, she's ketotic, and you have a 94% accuracy on that. So the prices on those have come down. They used to be somewhere around $4 or $5 a test, but now I've seen the price come down to somewhere around $2 a test. Some more research, university research, has shown that cows with subclinical or clinical ketosis will typically have an economic loss around $300 associated with that ketotic disease. And so to spend $2 on a test strip to check for ketosis is a smart thing to do. And then the last one, there's more and more of these inline programs that will test milk, and they can not only measure the chance for ketosis, but they can also measure fat-to-protein ratios for other diseases like acidosis as well. So those are probably the newest of testing cows for ketosis. It doesn't require pulling any samples, and it just tests the cows in line as they're being milked. And I've worked with some farms that have that, and it's nice, reliable data, and it really makes life easier that the herds people don't have to go out and pull samples from cows.
Thank you for the time today, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiderman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.